Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We are live here on the Good Doctor After Show. Tonight, we are breaking down Season 2, Episode 12, Aftermath. We see an unlikely friendship start to blossom. Glassman finally changes around his mood, and love, so much love, is in the air. We've got a lot to talk about, so don't you go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, Good Doctor fans? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Good Doctor After Show. I'm Veronica Valencia, and joining me today, as always, we have...
Hey, guys. I'm so glad to be back. I'm Carlina Will.
I know. We missed you last week.
Yeah.
But you're out there doing great things, big things,
big
things that we're
going to
see up in the light someday. So that's awesome.
Yes. But I'm back here, and I'm ready to, like, get into this episode. You guys, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, well, we got a lot to talk about. We got... all the love going on. Lim, Melendez, Park, and his family. Claire and Morgan, who knew? We'll be definitely getting into that, as well as another unlikely friendship all blossoming between Leah, Sean, and Glassman. So much things just going crazy good this episode, and we also have another real-life Good Doctor we would like to highlight. But before we get into any of that, Carlina, what did you think of this episode?
Oh my gosh. I thought there was so much going on. I just call this the relationships episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense to you guys.
Yeah.
But just because we see so many different, like, the backstory for those relationships between, you know, Dr. Lim and Melendez. I'm really excited to jump into that. And then the friendship pair we probably did not expect the least between Morgan and Claire and a gun being involved. So I'm just excited to... get into these relationships. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. I really liked this episode. I thought it was a very interesting episode to watch after watching the promo from last week, because it made it seem like it was going to be very intense. Like, ooh, we have all these scandals that were happening during the quarantine. We have to, you know, report Melendez and Dr. Lim and Sean all to the board. And it felt like it was going to be a really intense, you know, struggle this entire episode. And then it turned out to be this very feel-good episode. Everyone gets to have a really good time. Park spent time with his family. We got to really see the characters interact with each other outside of the hospital. And it was very pleasant to see, because we don't see too much of that. And we see them in a different light, where it's more of their personalities, not so much of like, this is my competition. I'm interacting with you as if you are my competition.
Yeah. They're becoming more of, I guess, a good word is like family, like really diving in deep. And, yeah, and I love Glassy. He's great.
I love the fact that she also calls him Glassy.
But it's Leah. She's the only one who can get away with that.
It is the only one. Speaking of Leah, I think that should be our first topic, is this kind of interesting friendship formed between Leah, Sean, and Glassman. Because for the longest time, Glassman has not been a fan of Leah, to be perfectly honest.
Is he still a fan now? I don't know. Like, he's warming up. Not a fan.
He's warming up.
Not a fan, though. But warming up. Yeah, it was definitely good to first of all, I love the shade that Dr. Glassman threw to Leah. Like, why doesn't any of your coworkers eat with you? That was hilarious.
He's a sassy man.
I mean, that's a question I definitely want to know why. Like, what is going on with Leah? Why do her and Sean, you know, they're just like all friends together. Why don't they have other friends? But in terms of, I'm glad that she took them out to do something fun instead of talk about something medical, you know, with the go-karts and et cetera. That looked really fun. And that's, I think, the happiest I've seen Dr. Glassman in a while.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was just like, can we for a minute just talk about what is Leah's job? She has like a full-on, like every kind of food that you could think of, an ice skating rink.
Like a startup, right? Like a startup cars, tech company, like, right?
I'm just like, can I have that job? Like, wow.
Yeah, it seems like typical to like what Google would do, you know, like very like startup, very techie kind of job where like food's comped, you know, they get to have fun. And, you know, that's really what I think kind of her job is. I'm not quite sure of her title, but hopefully we find out.
It's funny because obviously, and I talked about this last week about how Leah has been a tough character for me to get on board with, especially because of kind of how she re-entered this season, kind of acting like, oh, I did nothing wrong, you know, like, let's go back to the way we used to. But I feel like she's starting to really grow on me. And I'm in the fact that I'm starting to see, like, oh, she's a good fit because she doesn't come from a medical world. So it's like her way of understanding and trying to comfort someone is like, hey, let's have fun. Let's take your mind off of it. Whereas everyone around Glassman is like, especially Sean, we need to do your treatment. You can't pull this off. And that's the last thing he ever wants to hear. Even Glassman's love interest was like, I'm going to take care of you kind of thing. Leah's the only one who really is like, dude, I'm not going to talk to you about your health.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's a very good thing for Leah to have.
I mean, she's treating them, I think, essentially how they want to be treated, like not different. You know, Sean doesn't want people treating him differently, and Leah does that. So that's what I really respect about her. I'm sorry. I really want to get to, like, the last scene. I was so upset.
It was the oh, yeah. Which, the whole, like, they're hinting again at the possibility of a romance between Leah and Sean. Is that what you're talking about?
No, about the random guy just coming in. Like, she's like, I'm going on a date with him. And Sean, you know, but Sean did promise when they moved in that he would not get weird about her bringing guys home.
That was part of the rules.
That was part of the rules. But I just feel so bad for Sean because you could see how broken he was.
I feel so bad for him, but at the same time, I like where they are at in their relationship, and I wish the show would kind of stop hinting at a romantic relationship, just because I really do like where they are as friends. I would love to see Sean in a romantic relationship, but I feel like Leah is a perfect friend. Yes. That's just the way I feel.
No, I do like her as a friend, but I don't want to see Sean sad either.
I don't want to see him sad either, but I felt like, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, or maybe this was only me, I felt like it hadn't really been in his mind until Glassman brought it up. Or maybe it was, and this is the only time we saw it.
It's always been in his mind. Always. I mean, that's why I think he was so eager to, like, live with her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was his first kiss, so.
Oh, Sean.
I know. So, it's like, Sean's always been into Leah. It's, I think, Glassman has a point, you know? He shouldn't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I guess, be honest with his feelings. You know, you could tell he really, really likes Leah. He's, you know, going to her job to have lunch with her. He's always hanging out with her. That's her best friend. But yet, apparently, she has, according to Glassman, he threw some shade, but it was true.
Mm-hmm.
And she has these other friends, but apparently she was on Sean's couch, you know? So it's just like, who are you hanging? Like, what's going on, Leah? What's going on?
I feel like Leah has friends, but no friends that she can trust because, like, she has, what's the word I'm looking for? She has, like, issues with relationships, like, being able to trust and open up, kind of that situation. So I feel like that the only person she can really be that with is Sean.
Yeah.
And it makes sense, given the situation that they are in now, why they ended up there. But, yeah, I just like them better as friends, honestly. And I hope that they stay there, but as you're right, I don't want to see Sean hurt.
No. Sean can't be hurt.
Going back for like a quick second in this particular storyline, when they were all riding the electric cars, did you for a minute worry about Glassman? Because he was doing like that, like something was wrong with his head, or he had like he was kind of hinting at something was maybe sore. Like, did you think something would have been wrong for a second?
I did. I think he was just, like, adjusting to his new situation.
Mm-hmm.
I got scared for a second because when he was going around that corner, I thought he was going to hit it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, he's fine. So, but then, you know, when Leah asked him if he's okay and he's like, this is, like, the best I've ever been. So then I was like, okay, that kind of, like, relaxed me a little bit. But I definitely agree, like, the little Sean in me is still, like, still go to the doctor, get it checked out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
we saw his mood change because now he does want to pursue treatment and a much more aggressive treatment than originally planned. So it seems like his mood changed around because he finally had someone treat him normal, but now he's also realizing, okay, I had my fun and I should take what others say into account because this is how it would affect me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go into Lemon Melendez because I felt like you were so happy about that earlier.
Lemon Melendez, Lemon Melendez, da 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 da. You guys are going to be like, oh my gosh, I feel like this is going to come back to haunt me in like a later episode. V knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But,
so relationship two of like 4 of this episode. All right. We saw this. I don't know about you. I saw this coming. What did we think? Were you happy about this particular storyline?
Yeah, absolutely. They've been like, you know, I'm glad that they admitted they were acting like 4-year-olds, like making fun of each other, like, yeah, competition, mm-hmm. but I really liked you. Like, I saw it coming. I think, I know it's weird, but that moment, I can tell you the exact moment I knew it was real, is when Melendez asked Morgan to show him Dr. Lim.
Oh, my heart, yeah.
That, you guys, that's when I knew he loved her. Mm-hmm. It was that moment where you just saw his heart break and, like, wanting her to survive. So I always knew he loved her. I was just waiting for her to say it back. And, of course, she got scared and was trying to push him away and be like, you know.
I'm glad she realized, you know what, I do love you, and I've loved you for a while. Just the confession, and we got a confession, and I don't know why it was so weird, but, like, very satisfying when he was like, Audrey, Neil. Like, when they use their first names, I was like, I feel so dumb for really enjoying that. But it's because it's how they refer to. They always refer to each other as, you know, Dr. Melendez and Dr. Lim. And so when they use their first names, it was just like, what?
It was like next level.
It was so good. But what do we think of their idea to keep it a secret relationship, though?
Oh, yeah. Especially for what's about to go down.
Yeah.
100% agree. Like, you don't want to put that in there because then they might be like Dr. Melendez, some of his, you know, calls. They might be like, well, that's because mm-hmm. you were into Dr. Lim and you couldn't make the right call or something. So I definitely think Dr. Andrews has a lot on his plate and this is not something they want to add to it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree. I love the idea of a secret relationship. I think it'll be fun to kind of...
You're going for the fun aspect. You're like, no, they're not trying to protect themselves. They want to have fun.
They are trying to protect themselves, but I think it'll be fun for them just because the sexual tension will be so high at the hospital with everyone else. And it's like, when they go and they just get to be themselves, it's like, we get to be ourselves. The one thing I do worry about is because they're so used to being competitive with each other, I feel like a normal relationship will be hard for both of them. I don't know why. I don't know why. But I feel like the secret relationship kind of adds a level of competition. Like, ooh, who can, you know, keep it straight the best? And so I feel like once it will come out into the open that they're dating, because I feel like it will, it might cause dullness. I don't know. I hope that's not the case. Let us know in the comments what you think of their relationship. Do you think it'll become dull once it becomes a quote-unquote normal public relationship? Or do you think I'm crazy and say, no, they'll stay together for as long as the show goes on?
Are you ready for this? You guys ready? This is going to be the test in their relationship. Because remember, the lady, you know, she was saying, I think it's because you had 2 different jobs and weren't able to focus. What if that chief of surgery position opens back up?
Ooh.
Y'all see where I'm going with this? Okay, then. Comment below.
Ooh, I think it's a good segue to lead into Dr. Andrews' storyline, because that was also a really big point. But it's also going to tie back into Melendez and Lim, which I want to talk about, but we should talk about Andrews first. But before we get into any of that, we have a very special announcement.
Yes, we do. Hey, guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows. But before, you know, I flip it back to V, I got to give a few shout-outs, fan shout-outs, you know. We have April Marone, Lou Ermes, Shadow Siege X, Colin Dolan, Vern Burns, Sophia S., Tia Diaz. And oh my gosh, please, like, let me know if it's Glow Loves Jomo. If I didn't say it right, please correct me. All right, but no, thank you guys so much for watching. Literally, stay tuned because we have a fantastic surprise for you at the end. So keep listening.
I like where you're going with this. I know what the surprise is, but I still get excited when she tells me. And you're going to be excited. Speaking of excited, next topic.
She's like, that's how we have to get to the next topic.
So this is the only part of the episode where it felt reflective of what the promo gave us, which was Dr. Andrews obviously dealing with the PR aftermath of the quarantine. This whole situation brought up the storyline of he's juggling both jobs. Should he or shouldn't he?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh. He has to give up one, man. Mm-hmm. He has to. I get like where he's coming from. Chain of command is less chain of command. But you need that other opinion in there to like kind of help shift or make you make sure you're making the right decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of who, I don't want to go back down this road again. That was so, I love them as a couple. So I don't want to go back down the chief of surgery, like who gets it road.
Yeah.
I hope it's just like appointed. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to have to just be like,
or they like bring in a new doctor.
Yes.
That.
Let's do that.
Yeah. I like that idea because no, to your point, Carlita, it definitely, I feel like that,
yes.
Given their competitive nature, that definitely that's would create a divide in their relationship. Yes. And we don't want that.
No. Somebody new.
So just bring in someone completely new. But I do agree that he does need to give up one. When he first appointed himself both chief of surgery and, like, the president of the hospital, I was like, no, I'm not about it. Like, choose. Like, now you're just being greedy. I get that you're really great, but you're also being greedy. Your priorities are going to be divided, and you should give your full attention to one.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman whose name I didn't catch, I don't know if you did, the woman who's, like, interrogating him or conducting the investigation at the hospital, you didn't catch her name?
No,
if any of you caught her name, please let us know in the comments as well.
I just know she's a bureaucrat.
That's all they kept going back to. That's all we know.
Yeah.
But what I found interesting, too, is Allegra agreed. She was like, yeah, it probably would have been better if you were only doing one. So I like that she stepped in and kind of like, I feel like she's a voice of reason for him. And she's like, oh, you agree.
Yeah.
So that was really telling. But what I found interesting, and let me know what you think about this, is the whole bringing up the possibility of a suspension for Dr. Lim, Dr. Melendez, and Sean. What do we think about this?
They need to sit down because Dr. Park should be suspended too if they want to add to the list.
For just like barging in into the quarantine? Yeah.
Yes. So if she's going to suspend, everybody's suspended.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now, this might sound like a very dumb question, but I'm curious. Obviously, nothing goes on in a hospital without someone knowing about it, but do you have an idea of how they found out about the whole DNR situation? Because I felt like...
A quarantine at a hospital and people are dying? Yes! Of course they're going to find out. Like, I'm sure people were telling their families. They're probably tweeting about it. Like, my family member's in quarantine. There's a baby born in quarantine.
No. The DNR, bringing the bone marrow.
Oh, that guy. Okay, got it. I thought you were talking about the bureaucrat lady. I was like, what are you talking about? Okay. How they found out about, sorry, you gotta rewind me on this.
Okay. So the guy signed the do not resuscitate and he did flatline, but Melendez was like, I'm gonna save this guy. We're gonna get the bone marrow transplant.
Yeah.
And like I said, obviously there, I'm sure people talk and there's ways to find out, but I felt like that was done in such a very quick moment. It could have easily been kept a secret. I don't know. That might be a dumb question, and I'll be open to that.
No, I think he has to. You know, he has to report it. Not report it. Like, I mean, because he was talking to Claire. Well, actually, no, he did kind of have to say something because Dr. Andrews gave him an option, you know, to help save his patient. So, I mean, he had to say something, and Dr. Mm-hmm. Andrews is like, you know, head of the hospital, somebody's gonna overhear it and find out, you know.
Yeah.
And they see, you know, this patient being moved,
mm-hmm.
you know, from a regular room. Like, there's too many eyes out there, of course. So,
That's what I'm assuming. It's just, like, whispers in the hallways, like, eyes everywhere. That's just kind of how they found out. Yeah, that's what I figured, too. But how did you feel about Dr. Andrews not only defending Lim and Melendez, which, because that's obvious, they're great surgeons, but Sean as well, who we know Dr. Andrews isn't the biggest supporter of Sean.
No, but Sean's one of his, like, best residents,
yeah.
You can't afford to lose him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's, like, you know, he's thinking of not... I think that's where he's looking at his chief of surgery and head of the hospital, like, combined. He's like, we can't afford to lose Sean. But I can see why they're like, you know, they're saying, you know, he pretty much broke under pressure. So, I don't know. Sean's is the only one I'm just kind of like, I don't know. Like,
because
I feel awkward
because
I feel like if it was me, I would suspend Sean because that was like terrifying.
I think Sean's is the least justified, if that makes sense. Because Dr. Andrews came back and told the woman, like, hey, they were putting the utmost care toward their patient. They were doing what needed to be done, and they would have died otherwise. He had really good arguments for them doing what they needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, on the other hand, he doesn't have a good argument because Sean just kind of broke down under the pressure. So I'm very curious to see where...
what that argument will be.
Where that argument will be and where it'll go.
Because the whole point is, I'm like, you guys, he can't use his, you know, autism. Because the whole point is them, like, that the autism wouldn't affect him as a surgeon. So if now you're saying, oh, wait, now it's affecting him as a surgeon, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Guess we'll have to see where that goes.
That's going
to
be so awkward.
It's like we had this nice feel-good episode, and now we're going to go back to, like, the crazy drama of the medical world. But that's great.
That's good. That's what the show's about.
That's what the show's about. All right. Let's move on to our next relationship, a rather unlikely relationship that formed between Claire and Morgan.
Crazy number one and crazy number two.
Yeah.
That's literally what I got from them. That's what it was. Because I was just like, girl, what are you doing with a gun? Like, what? I did not. You know what? I'm not that shocked.
I'm not that shocked.
I'm just shocked that they talked about it on the show, but I'm not that shocked that she would have a gun, you know, especially with everything swirling around. But, you know, the fact that she, you know, suffered from a loss and just wanting to hang out with Claire, I thought that was endearing. But I think she should have just came out and told Claire instead of, like, trying to butter her up, you know. And Claire's like, you hate me. Why are we hanging out? Why are we getting mimosas?
Mm-hmm.
But I really love that she stepped up to help Claire's mom. Yeah. And just to – I don't even want to get into Claire's mom. Like, that's another – like,
oof.
I'm stressed out. What is that? I
was disappointed in that storyline with Claire's mom. Just because that was extreme.
Really extreme. That man could have went to jail.
He could have went to jail. I mean, Morgan pulled out her gun.
She was ready to pop a cat.
She was very, you know, in his face wanting to get justice. And the poor guy was just like, I wanted to marry her. So it was very extreme that a lot of things could have gone wrong in that situation had Morgan or Claire not been... they weren't calm, but not jumping the gun, so to speak, you know?
Yeah, but I'm glad they got it resolved, and, you know, you could just see their friendship develop from there. The only, you know, because I was, like, live tweeting with the fans, the only thing was, like, everyone wants a romantic relationship between Claire and Morgan. What do you think about that?
I've never thought about it.
I was like, wait.
I've never thought about it, but I think... I do think a same-sex couple with Morgan and someone else would be great. But I've never seen Claire specifically in a relationship, at least not right now.
Mm-mm.
No, I think she's got a lot going on. And we also still just really like Jared.
I want Jared to come back.
We all want Jared to come back. But I could see Morgan in a same-sex relationship with a girl, and I think that would be really great. Also, I think Morgan needs somebody.
She does.
The last few episodes just really showed how lonely and abandoned Morgan feels, which led to her, I guess, desperate attempt to hang out with Claire, because she would never hang out with Claire had everything been swell and dandy.
But I think we do need to address Morgan's past before we put her in another relationship, because we just found out that she was a victim of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why she's hesitant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we need to dive into that a little bit before we put her with somebody. But I see where you're going.
I'm interested to have them bring that up and, like, how it'll tie in.
Mm-hmm.
Because with a medical drama, the good doctor is very good at throwing little hints there about giving us the past, like what they did specifically with Dr. Park.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very intrigued to see how they will start to tie in that darker side of Morgan's past.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's all in the writing, and I'm very excited.
But I'm not
about
against it, you guys. Like, I see what you're going. I see where you're going with that. I'm not mad. I'm just like...
not mad. No, huh. Not at all.
Yeah, I'm just like, huh. Mm. I never thought of it that way.
If it went there, I'd be for it.
I'd be down.
I'd be down to see. I'm down for them to test any kind of relationship at this point, except for Sean and Leah. Because they've tested it out, and I just feel like they're better as friends. I'm not dissing Leah or anything. I know I gave her a hard time in the beginning, but I just better as friends.
sorry.
What? We all know where we stand on this. I don't think
we should just get Paige Barr on the show who plays Leah. This would be interesting. Talk about sipping your tea. This would be me the whole entire episode while V's talking to her.
I would love to hear her like opinion on it, because Leah has come a very long way, and I would love to see if she honestly thinks that they should be in a relationship or if they're better as friends. You know, it's always interesting to get their point of view as well. They see what's going on just like we do.
That's true.
All right. Now, before we get into one of our last talking points, I just want to... Did we already do iTunes? We already talked about iTunes?
Yes, we did talk about iTunes.
All right, great. Since we already talked about iTunes, but I do want to say we have gotten quite a few ratings, but I would love to see more comments because we love giving you shout-outs live on air. We would just absolutely love more of that. So please continue to give us ratings, continue to listen to us there, and give us comments. Give us comments everywhere. Yes. We love giving shout-outs. All right. Let's go into Park and his family.
Okay, wait. Before we do that, can I just throw out one tidbit?
Yes, yes.
The lady who plays Dr. Park's ex-wife on the show is actually his real wife in real life.
We I think we mentioned that last week, too.
Oh, you guys did? Yeah. Perfect. There you go. But I think... I think she kind of looks like Dr. Morgan. I was like, she could also play her mom if she wanted. I thought that was really
funny. I could
see
that.
Yeah, right?
I could totally see that. Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. See, that wasn't shared last week. Mm-hmm. There you guys go. Okay, yeah. So about the relationship, I feel like I'm like trying to reel myself back in. I don't know if I'm okay with them getting back together. I'm not happy. I like them co-parenting separately. Mm-hmm. But to try to get back together, because I know Dr. Park's going to mess it up. He's going to mess it up.
A personal feeling I had when I watched this storyline was, I think they are both in love with the idea of family and having and reuniting their family. Not necessarily a romantic feeling towards each other. They might. They really might. Like, all that might be coming back after seeing each other after all these years. But I think they are really just in love with the idea of family.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got that same vibe.
No, I did get that same vibe. It's like, at what cost? Like, it's not guaranteed it's going to work out, you know? Mm-hmm. It's better to just build on your family, like, how you are now. I don't know why people think you have to be together to have a family. You know, you could be independent co-parents and, you know, and just be there for your kid and still be a family. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm super modern, y'all. Let me know in the comments. But I don't think, you know, their way of family is kind of old school. I think they are fine the way they were.
Yeah. I agree. I think they were fine the way that they were. Obviously, there was strain. So I think even if they weren't romantically together anymore, I think if they continued the way that they were with, like, co-parenting and, like, Kellen spending some time in Phoenix and then him spending some time with Dr. Park, I think that would be a really great family dynamic. And the only reason I say I'm not super confident in the idea of them getting back together is because they literally addressed this episode their lack of communication.
Yes.
And it's still happening.
Still happening. That's why I said it's not going to work. Dr. Park's going to mess it up.
Because he did. Yeah, he didn't.
He still has this girl.
This girl.
She's coming back. Y'all, she's coming. I already know. The ride is probably going to bring her back.
But he doesn't want to talk about her. He doesn't want to talk about work. He doesn't want to talk about anything. So it's like, hey, you have me so, like, distanced from your life, I don't know who you are, exactly. Is basically what she's saying. And I was just like, girl, that's how we felt the entire, like, first half of the show.
I just felt awkward. I felt like their son, like, where he was like, you know, do you want to get a refill? And I'm like, you know, I don't need one, but I'm going to go get one. That was me. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is awkward. Can I leave? Yeah. That's literally how I felt. And then him, like, holding her hand. And she should have just kept going. She shouldn't have came back for him.
Oh, with the like, last-minute
card
kiss.
Yeah, I was just over it. That's a lot. Y'all, you already stressed me out with the, you know, the Morgan and Claire. Like, can we do... I can't have everybody in a relationship at once. We need some single people. Leave Dr. Park alone. He just got his relationship with his son. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't...
Yeah, that's the relationship that I would love to see more of.
Yes.
Is him and his son.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're like, tell us how you really feel, Carlina. That was it.
Well, no, I love the idea of him working on the relationship, his relationship with his son, because that was a relationship that we were introduced to first.
Yes.
And I felt like...
Now it's on the, like, side burner for this, like, ex-wife, and I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm. He's definitely trying to repair his family, but I feel like that's what they should do first, is, like, repair the family, like, spend a lot of... Maybe not a lot of it, but if they're going to be back, spend the next couple of episodes of the season at the family, and then if it naturally... becomes a romantic thing between Mia and Dr. Park, so be it. But I feel like, oh, we had one great family day, now let's get back together. I'm just like, that's going to be messy.
No.
Because they haven't changed.
Nope.
They haven't tried to be together long enough.
They need counseling.
They do need counseling. They need help. They can't, I just feel like they can't rush into this.
I just got a funny image of who the counselor would be. Sorry. It would just be funny if it was like Tiffany Haddish with her glasses like this. I'm sorry. That would have been great.
That would be good, though.
That would have been good. I was like, I was just trying to find like a lighter mood to this because I feel like this is getting like really dark. But that's who I thought of as a counselor for them. She'd be great.
Everyone, let's start a campaign, y'all. Start a campaign to get Tiffany Haddish on this show. All right. Before we go on to our special segment, any final thoughts on this episode?
Oof. Okay. Morgan and Claire's friends. Yes. Mm-hmm. Winning. Love it. Dr. Park and his wife. No. Gone. I want to see more Dr. Park and his son. Glassman, I would love to see him start his treatment and Sean supporting him and now his new friend. I don't know yet. Leah. And then this battle is about to go down with Andrews.
I'm very excited about that. Like, Dr. Andrews has kind of been in the back burner, like, just kind of a side character for some of the season. But I feel I'm very excited to see how he takes on this, whatever this is, this problem, I guess, that he's having to mend at the hospital. But, I mean, overall, for me, I thought this episode was great. Just because, again, I liked the fact that it took us out of the hospital for a little bit, and we really got to see the characters and their element. We got to see Claire sing.
Which, we did.
Wow. Great voice. We got to see...
I knew that, though. I knew
the actress. You knew that she sang?
I knew the actress sang.
We should get more of that, then. That'd be great.
Come on the show and sing.
Just sing for us. Like, we'll sit here back and she can sing for us. But that was great, knowing that that's what she likes to do. Her character likes music. Knowing more of Morgan's backstory. Getting to see Glassman in a happier mood. There was just a lot going on that we wouldn't have seen at the hospital. And I'm very happy we did get to see that.
Yeah. Me too.
All right. Okay. So this is the point in the show where we are going to go on to our special segment. Now, we know that the Good Doctor highlights some of the best and brightest surgeons and residents, and we also like to take time to highlight a real-life Good Doctor, someone in the medical field, whether it's, you know, it could be a doctor, a nurse, a technician, whoever that is doing good. And today, we are going to, I feel like I'm going to say his name wrong, Dr. Michael LaGuaglia. He has a reputation of being the special angel because he takes on cases that a lot of doctors wouldn't normally take, or they refuse to take because they are too dangerous, and they often deal with a lot of kids between the ages of like infantry to 5 years old battling cancer.
Yeah.
Specifically neuroblastoma. He has worked on...
That's hard.
It's very hard because at a point in time, they're used to, if you had that kind of tumor, it would be like a 0% chance of survival. I think this was back in 87, I believe is what the article said. 87, there would be like a 0% chance survival rate if an infant had this disease. Mm-hmm. And it is according to the article, it is the most dangerous or like the most common type of disease in young kids. But Dr. LaGuaglia has conducted over 12,000 operations in his 30 years at Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital. And again, as I had mentioned, he tackles most cases that other doctors don't want to touch, again, because they're too dangerous. Each surgery can take up to 8 to 12 hours, and he can conduct like 5 a week, I believe is what the article said. So that is a lot of time and dedication he has to taking care of all these children. But he finds it obviously very rewarding because he has a lot of success as well in this field, and he gets to see these kids grow up and come back to him all healthy and appreciative that they were able to help him. And let's see. He got into the neuroblastoma pediatric surgical oncology specifically because he was operating on a patient that I believe had some other kind of tumor that was believed to have an 80% cure rate, but it turned out to be neuroblastoma, and that's when he was like, I need to save this patient.
Yeah.
So since then, he has been operating. He has taken some time recently to step back and focus more so on research because he wants to mold the minds of those who will come after him, which I think is absolutely great because, you know, there's only one of him, but obviously we would love more people that has that time, dedication, and that passion to help sick children. And he is, like I said, he has conducted over 12,000 operations and has had so many success stories.
I'm really happy about this because, well, first of all, brain surgery, I didn't know that it takes that long. But for kids that young, most people, that's a risk because the brain is always still developing, especially that young of an age. So any little like mistake, you could like stunt their growth or have like, you know, learning disabilities, etc. So I respect his chutzpah to actually do surgery on patients so young. But the fact that he's also has a high success rate speaks to him as a surgeon. He's fantastic. Exactly. So that's amazing.
People come to him from all over the state, from all over the country and from all over the world to work with him because he is so dedicated to his work. And like you were saying, Carly, and I completely agree, is that it takes a lot to operate on someone that young, but it also takes a lot to handle the parents, to console the parents of a child that young who is sick.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's terrible for anyone in that situation, but as an adult, you can kind of be like, oh,
yeah,
they've, you know, they've had time. It's a child. Like, he worked on a 16-month-old child
at one point.
So that's very young. They have no idea what's going on. The parents are just getting their time with this little child, so it takes a lot. It takes a lot to work on someone that young. It takes a lot to carry the emotional weight of that on your back, especially with those parents. So good job, Dr. Michael Aguaglia. We thank you so much for your hard work. All right. Now let's get into some predictions for next week's episode.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Where to begin? Dr. Park is going to start going out on dates with his ex-wife. But I feel like we're also going to see more of the family dynamic and really, really see what his son is actually thinks about this, you know, reunion.
That's going to be really good to see.
We're going to get to see Sean's emotions in terms of Leah's dating, how that's affecting him. And we're going to, you know, Sean's not going to be happy, first of all. It's like, that's not even a prediction. It's like, we know he's mad. I think Leah's just going to be caught off guard, though, because she really thought, like, they were just friends. So, to see how that goes. Dr. Andrew, that's really going to be a mess. I don't know. I feel like he might be able to get Dr. Lim and Dr. Melendez cleared, but Sean's going to be a toughie for him. What do you predict?
I agree. I am interested to see this battle, where this battle goes with Dr. Andrews, because again, I know we had talked about it, that he has really great points for Dr. Lim and Dr. Melendez, but with Sean is a little harder to back up because there is little evidence of him in the fetal position cracking under the pressure. And they already had worries about him coming in the first place. So we'll see where that goes. I'm very curious to see how Morgan continues on, because we've seen this side of her where she stands up for people. She's expressed a part of her past, and she's shown that she isn't just this kind of backhanded comment, very competitive, kind of rude person. And I'm very curious if that's going to continue on at the hospital, or if this was like a, you know how there's like a on mode and an off mode, like Morgan's outside of the hospital is like her off mode where she's more vulnerable. I'm curious how she's... I'm curious if it's gonna, if we're gonna start seeing her be more vulnerable at the hospital, or if she's gonna keep up that tough persona.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's only gonna be vulnerable with Claire. Who knows? I'm very curious to see where they go with Morgan.
Me too. I'm curious to see how that goes.
In terms of Park, I feel like it's gonna be on and off with his ex-wife. I don't know. I feel like it's going to be some growing pains with them if they do try and rekindle this family, because it's going to take a lot of communication. Communication to rekindle mm-hmm. whatever love they had lost. So we'll see what it goes there. And then also the preview for next episode shows that there's an autistic patient that they are, that all the doctors and all the residents are trying to see if Sean can connect with.
Yeah.
Because, but not because of the connection that they are both on the spectrum, but because, as Morgan puts it, he is her doctor. So I'm very curious to see how that will go as well. Hmm. And if Sean has the, I don't want to use the term patience because I feel like that sounds bad, but if he has the ability to emotionally connect, because we've also seen that Sean has had struggles emotionally connecting with patients. So we'll see if he is able to do that.
I think Sean will be fine, but we'll see. Let's see. Okay. Is it that time for the announcement?
It is that time for the announcement.
Oh my gosh, I wish we had like special announcement music, but I guess not. It's okay.
Hold on. Steve is our man in the booth, and Steve might actually have like a special announcement side effects because he is the master of sound effects. Steve, do you gotta, Oh, he's got drum roll music!
Okay, you guys, we have the writer of The Good Doctor joining us next week, Simran Badwan! So excited. So all those questions you guys had about the episode, like, why is this happen? Why does that happen? What's going on with this character?
Can you bring up what you said about the tattoo?
Okay, yes. You guys know that Dr. Melendez has this like elk tattoo on his chest that's actually fake and it's for the show.
What's the point? I want to know.
I know. So that we'll definitely ask her that question next week. But you guys, please comment below and, you know, Tweet us.
Let us know
your questions and do like hashtag QA for like the Good Doctor. And we'll just ask all those questions. Cause I mean, we have her here for the entire show. I'm sure she wants to answer as many questions as we have. V, what are you excited to ask her about? For me, that's the tattoo. I'm like, what's happening?
I am excited to ask her about these relationships, honestly, because it's like out of nowhere we went from zero relationships to every single person is forming some kind of relationship, and I'm very curious where they're gonna go.
Is there a specific relationship?
I think after this after show, after this discussion, I think something with Morgan.
Oh.
I'm very curious to see if we will potentially see something romantic happen with Morgan.
I like that. And I also want to know, here's a tough question. I wonder if she can even answer and be like, is Jared coming back? That's what I want to know.
That's what everyone wants to know.
Like, is Jared coming back? No, but seriously, send us your questions.
It is such a great opportunity that a writer is joining us because the writers know what's going on.
They do. They can cock
something in their head and be like, yeah, we're gonna do that.
I'm gonna wear my like detective glasses.
You're gonna read her so
yeah, I'm
much.
Gonna read her and be like watching her body language, like, is like, this happening?
I think you're lying to me.
Yeah. But I feel like she has such a poker face. I don't think we'll be able to get through.
I don't know. We'll work our magic and we'll see what happens. But thank you so much for tuning in to The Good Doctor After Show. Carlina, where can the fans find you?
Hey, guys. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Cook with Carlina and then everywhere else at Cooking with Carlina. Got some cool videos up, so check them out.
And again, I'm Veronica Valencia. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @itsmeveronica_V. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure to tune in next week because not only do we have a great show planned, we have a special guest. And who doesn't want to find out the answers to all those burning questions you have? So be sure to tune in next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.